Chapter 6. Rex. My name is Rex. I am confused and uncertain. As we move in towards the camp, Bees brings more of her units together so she can assemble a better picture of what is going on. We work together on flagging threats. There are guns, but they are few and of limited threat even to Dragon, who anyway is keeping out of sight right now. I do not smell explosives or toxins or other threats, although the combined scent of so many humans together makes it hard to be sure. I am advancing at a steady, cautious pace now. The ground here is clear, all the plants torn up or trampled. There are many, many tents here, large and small, with many humans all around them. The tents could be storing weapons. We will have to check each of them. If we find weapons, does that make these humans enemies? There should be a link between these things, but other humans without weapons have been declared enemies by Master. If the humans attack us, then they are enemies, I think. I say this to the others. B's channel.
Agreed.
Dragon's channel.
You work that out for yourself.
Honey's channel. Honey says nothing, so I prompt her. I am leader, but I feel a need to know what Honey thinks. Honey's channel.
These humans are very scared of us.
I know this. The air stinks of them in many ways, but particularly of their fear. Those that have guns are aiming at us, but they are the most scared of all. I tell my big dogs to track them, to save time later when we fight. Honey's channel.
Scared humans may do many things, including attack us. Does that make them enemies just because they are scared?
My channel.
Only enemies should be scared of us. If they are scared of us, they are enemies.
I do not mean to make it a question, but it is one. Honey's channel.
You are our leader, Rex. But my advice is that we talk to these humans. If they are not enemies and we fight them, Master may be angry.
The very thought brings a sudden shadow of bad dog to me, and I start whining again. We are very close to the humans now. Many of them have gone into their tents, perhaps to get more guns. Even more are gathering together in a big crowd in the middle of the camp, including all the small humans, the juveniles, my database corrects. I begin making plans for how to attack this large group of humans. Target-rich environment, my database tells me. Bee sends me her proposed attack plan. She will form a perimeter about the target-rich environment to keep it target-rich, and I will pick off any who try to escape. She has suggestions about how Honey and I should attack and what ammunition we should use, but that is not Bee's speciality.
Dragon's channel.
You don't need me. I'll be sleeping.
Bad Dragon. I tell him I will report him to Master, but Dragon doesn't care about that. I do not understand, Dragon. I stand up on two legs. The smell of fear and urine increases. I look at the shaking gun barrels.
Down on the ground. Guns away, I bark.
Some of them drop their guns just from the sound of my voice, which is designed to hit specific frequencies that instill panic in humans. A lot of the humans are shouting at me, but I am not listening to them, and my own voice outmatches all of theirs without effort.
Down on the ground, put down guns. On the ground, bad humans.
Dragon is laughing at me. I do not like Dragon.
Honey's channel.
Rex, can I try? I would like more practice in talking to humans.
I give her authority, and she lumbers up on two legs also. Honey is much bigger than me. She has her elephant gun cradled in one arm, and the hand she waves at the humans has claws on it that make my own look tiny. There is more and more fear on the air, and the smell of it is making parts of my mind twitch. My mind wants me to do things because I can smell all this fear, and the fear is crying out for me to act on it. It seems a shame to waste all that fear.
Humans of Campanche! Honey announces. Do not be alarmed. Please lay down your weapons and adopt a peaceful attitude, and none of you will be harmed. We are here to restore order to this state following the Anarchista insurrection. We are not here to hurt you unless you are an armed rebellion against the Mexican government. She says it in Spanish and feeds me a translation. What surprises me is Honey's voice. I have heard Honey speak before. Her voice is like mine, but more so, a deep growl to terrify the enemy. Now, though, Honey has a human female voice, loud but still gentle. I feel myself growing calm just listening to her, even though she is not talking to me. The humans are very confused and still very afraid. A lot of them are still shouting, but less than before. Please, Honey implores them, we do not wish to harm you, but we have orders to search this area for Anarchista guerrillas. We will now search your camp for evidence of their presence. Unless you are harboring them, you have nothing to fear. My channel, where has this come from? Honey's channel, I downloaded an alternative voice set. I have been waiting to try it out. My channel, I am leader. Why did Hart give this to you and not to me? Is it because you are a better talker? I am happy to admit that I am not the best with human words. Honey's channel is silent, and I have a sudden leap in my mind and say, Hart did not give this to you. Master did not give this to you. You gave it to yourself. I cannot imagine how she could do this or why. I am shocked. I know Master would not be happy. I am impressed. There is one human left shouting, and he is shouting at the other humans, not at us. He wears different clothes that look darker under the dust. My database comes in unexpectedly with priest. I do not know what priest is. The word has no connections in my head. The priest human turns to us. Please, there are no fighters here. These people, they are just hungry. They have lost their homes. Please do not harm them. Honey translates his Spanish for me. Honey tells them to lower their weapons and that we will make a search. The priest human is standing well within reach of her claws. He is very scared. Gather all your people in the center of the camp, Honey instructs. No harm will come to you. It happens slowly, and humans are constantly going back and forth, shouting, crying, being frightened. Once a juvenile runs up to me, pointing a finger at me and making sharp little noises with its mouth. It wants me to think I am under attack. Pichu! Pichu! It shouts. I understand. This is a game. I like games. I bowl the little human over and growl at it, playing back. There was a lot of noise and shouting and screaming. For a moment, some part of me that is not my feedback chip is telling me, bad dog, and I cannot understand why. The juvenile human is reclaimed and brought to the center. The priest is standing apart from the others. I tell Bees to start the search. Her units split up around the camp and begin checking tents. Individually, they are very stupid, but they have good senses, and the rest of Bees can coordinate what they find and assign roving unit groups to investigate anything suspicious. This is not part of Bees' combat role. She has designed this behavior herself based on her instructive programming. It's like flowers, she said. I do not understand Bees sometimes. Then comms are back, and Master is shouting at me to report. He sounds so angry that, for a moment, I cannot. Bad dog, his tone of voice says to me. Bad dog, bad dog. my feedback chip picks up. I give him a summary of the situation. I tell him that we have met humans, but they are not enemies and are not fighting us. He is receiving images from my cameras and from bees. Now I am reporting to him. I am very worried. I have not done a good job. I am leader. It is my responsibility to do the right thing when Master is away. There is a brief burst of return comms from Master, and then I have lost connection again. I am very anxious about this. I am also relieved because it means Master is not shouting at me now, even if there will come a time when he will be. Honey had been sitting down, waiting for Bees to finish, but now she stands up as tall as she can. "Listen to me," she tells them, still in her calm voice, but very loud. "You must leave here immediately. Take nothing, just go. Go now, all of you." And then she looks at the priest human and says, "You must lead them away from here. Bad things are about to happen." I ask, "What bad things?" Honey's channel, "These are not enemies." My channel, "They are not enemies." Honey's channel, "What happens if Master tells us they are enemies?" My channel, "I don't understand. They are not enemies." Part of me does understand, but most of me is confused. Honey's channel, "What happens if you and Master disagree about whether they are enemies?" I cringe at the thought. "Bad dog." Honey does not need an answer from me. She knows we cannot disobey Master. We have been programmed with a hierarchy, and Master is at the top. I do not even like thinking about the idea. Right then, without comms, I realize that I can think about the idea, even though it makes me very unhappy. I do not know what to do with this information. The humans are running. The priest is shouting at them. They are picking up their juveniles and leaving the camp, but plenty are left behind. There are many, many humans. It is still a target-rich environment. Then there are vehicles coming, even more humans. Down the road on the far side of the camp, I see civilian cars. They have lots of humans in them and hanging off them. The humans have guns. Honey's channel, "The enemy are here, Rex." I am suddenly much happier. I am moving on all fours, working out where to take cover. Bees is mustering her units. Dragon wakes up and slithers into a stand of trees from where he can get a clear shot. All the not-enemy humans are still running. Some of them will still be in the way. The vehicles are coming very quickly. Already the enemy are shooting. They are only hitting other humans, though. They cannot aim at this range when they are moving. Honey's elephant gun explodes the lead vehicle. She is pushing through the not enemy, and I tell her she should stay back to use them as cover. Honey's channel, "I need the civilians behind me so that I can shoot clearly." Honey can shoot over the heads of the humans easily, but I let her do what she wants because I know she is cleverer than I am. Dragon is shooting now. The targeting part of his brain is deciding which are the enemy leaders, and he kills them with one bullet each. Sometimes he kills the drivers of the cars. "Bang!" he transmits. "Target acquired. Bang!" Bees is attacking. She reports to me her losses and her venom stocks. She is using her swift kill venom because these enemies are better armed than the others we fought. These enemies all have guns. Now there are other humans coming. These are our friends. They have red mark uniforms. There are not many of them, and they do not join in the fighting, but just watch as we destroy the enemy, all of the enemy. The not enemy have mostly run away by then.